Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. President Trump marking his first 100 days in office this week. I'm joined now by John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Megan.
My first question for you when we look at these first 100 days is, has Mr. Trump delivered on his campaign promises?
Well, he's delivered a lot of disruption, let's put it that way. He's obviously been the dominant force in American politics. I mean, he is driving the agenda. But I think a lot of the things that people voted for, I don't think have come to fruition. I mean, I don't think many people could argue that, you know, the economy is more stable or, you know, more robust than when he came into office. I mean, obviously, 401k programs have collapsed. Financial markets have been jolted. So, I mean, he's been a dominant disruptive figure, but I think he's shown, and frankly, if people were paying very much attention to his first term, this would not be a surprise. I mean, I think he is much better at disrupting, at breaking things, at shattering norms, at changing expectations than he is at building. I just don't think his team is a team that's focused on building. They're focused on disrupting. So they've driven the agenda. And I should say one critical point, much of what they have done has been through executive order. They've passed almost no major legislation in Congress. They have slender majorities, but, and they do have a major tax bill coming down the pike later this summer. But most of his work has been done on the executive front area. And those are policies that can be reversed by his successor. So I think it's been a tumultuous 100 days. A lot of the American people who voted for him are saying, hang on a second, this is not quite what we thought we were signing up for.
The polling is interesting. There is some variance in the polling, but I think most of them do show that his overall approval rating has slipped. It just depends by how much, by which one you look at. I think one of the interesting things about the polling is when you look at immigration and the nuances there, because that was one of his big campaign issues was immigration. And then when you look at the polling on, for example, border security versus deportations, it's a little bit different even among his supporters, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think that, I think Trump could plausibly say that, you know, the border has been, quote, more secured. I mean, there have been less border crossings. I think Americans are troubled by the deportation policy, and particularly, you know, the kind of high profile cases of people who have been just sort of snatched and deported without due process, without the kind of basic protections that Americans expect and want and assume. So, I mean, that's an area that, as you say, immigration was a policy or a kind of a topic that he ran on very shrewdly. It tapped into a lot of the feelings of discontent and fear among the American people. But I think what he's delivered on immigration is definitely a mixed bag. And then, I mean, he hasn't even tried to put together a comprehensive immigration policy that Congress approves, which is, you know, would be a more enduring legacy if he were to pursue it.
Now, he did promise a plan to end the war in Ukraine at one point, making a statement he would end it in one day in office. That obviously has not happened. How has he shifted some of these geopolitical relationships and really altered U.S. foreign policy at this point?
You know, I think you have to be honest here. I think China and Russia are markedly stronger after 100 days of Donald Trump. I think Ukraine is weaker. I think Europe is weaker. I think America is weaker. So he has shifted the global dynamic, but in a way that I think is decidedly against the interests of the United States. I mean, he is, you know, he has the NATO alliance really on tenterhooks, erosion and trust in the United States to just be kind of the overseer of the rules-based order has eroded. You know, some of our relatively inexpensive foreign assistance programs that have just done remarkable work to help millions of human beings around the world, and also to bolster America's reputation as a benevolent, good-hearted, good-spirited country, that's been shattered. So I think America's posture in the world is unquestionably diminished in the last 100 days. And I don't know that it's going to be easy to restore our reputation. I mean, we all know in life, once you've lost trust, it's very, very hard to get it back. And the United States has lost an awful lot of trust and goodwill in these last 100 days.
That was even the message after the election results were released in Canada overnight.
Right. I mean, you know, Donald Trump basically reelected the Liberal government that was, you know, completely in disarray. And the Canadian election was basically driven on what candidate would be more skilled at pushing back against Trump and his, you know, his seemingly absurd but persistent calls for making Canada a 51st state. So, yeah, I mean, the world is rallying against Donald Trump. And I just, you know, I've studied quite Dwight Eisenhower quite a bit. And here he is, the five-star general who defeated Hitler. And his motto was stronger indeed, gentler in manner, gentler in action. And Trump has kind of reversed that. And it's, you know, it's America is the bully. And then to cover the Atlantic, he says, I'm running the country, I'm running the world. I think that's a message that the world really does not take with great sympathy. And I think it has eroded America's standing in the world almost without question.
Now, I think a lot of solid Trump supporters would debate a lot of the things that have been said in the analysis of the first 100 days. For example, even Speaker Mike Johnson feels that Trump has accomplished more in his first 100 days of tenure than a lot of presidents, especially, you know, those promises on immigration, tariffs, and some other issues. Johnson also pointed out that a number of President Trump's executive orders were actually in response to Biden administration actions that were enacted without Congress. How do we reconcile that?
Well, I mean, that's probably true, although the Biden orders were in response to the Trump ones of, you know, 2017 to 2021. So, I mean, Johnson, I don't think his argument really stands scrutiny. I mean, no major legislation has been passed. And again, that's sort of a measure of enduring accomplishments. I would concede that Trump has dominated the agenda. There's no doubt about it. And Democrats have been in disarray and they've been demoralized. And so the Republicans, you know, dominate Washington now. But in terms of tangible accomplishments that make Americans have a more prosperous and secure life, I just think you'd be hard pressed to find many specific examples of that being true. I just don't think the evidence is there.
John, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Megan.
That is John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale.